It's a part of the show where Kelly doles out no-nonsense love advice to those who are fearless enough to write us about their love problems.
Love letters.
Everybody sing.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you, for some reason, are the love expert.
You made it that way. Yes, I am.
Please help me. I'm 47. I got laid off from my job a year and a half ago, says Kyle. I lost my house. I lost my wife. I had to move back in with my parents.
Mm. Oh, man.
Things are fine.
Sucks.
Yeah.
He said things are fine. Except for one part of it. Apparently, I've learned that my parents are still very much in love and like to express their attraction to one another in the house.
Yeah, buddy.
And we live in a very small house. So basically, I'm telling you that I can hear everything they're doing, even when I'm wearing my gaming headphones on full blast.
Wow.
Dude, you're 47. Why are you gaming?
Dude, you lost your wife in your house and you're wearing gaming headphones.
And listening to your parents do it.
I need to stop because they're my parents. But they're doing me a favor, letting me crash at their house rent-free, so I feel bad saying anything about it. Am I allowed to tell them it's gross?
Well, I wouldn't tell them it's gross, but it might they might want to know that you can hear.
You would want your kid if you had kids old enough, you'd want them to come to you and go, "Hey, Dad,
High five.
Keep it down a little bit."
High five.
Yeah, these walls are a little thin, Dad, and like, just kind of give them a heads up because.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, son, I'll turn the music up a little louder for you.
Yeah. Mommy to the stage, mommy.
Ew. I think it's priority might, though.
Hey, Trevor, look what I just bought your mom. Check it out.
The priority might be just finding someplace else to live.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's great that all of us can look forward to having a healthy sex life when we get that age.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Because if he's 47, oh, my God.
That means Kyle,
67? 70?
Yeah. Kyle, this is God's way of telling you, you're 47.
Yeah.
Move out of your parents' house.
I've got to think
they've got to be 70 at least.
Well, you've got to think there as an adult, you have other options at 47. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if you're just out of college in your 20s and trying to find your way moving back with your parents, but at 47?
Yeah.
Or Kyle,
there's got to be a friend you could crash with.
Kyle, get your own chick, bring her over, and y'all kind of do
compete.
The same thing.
See, you can't do that in your parents' house.
No,
and you know you couldn't.
There's no way I could.
That means his parents have got to be at least like late 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
They got to be. He's 47. They could hurt themselves.
Well, you think he'd be over it by then, too.
They're going to hurt each other.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to put an eye out. You don't do that at that age.
Because you forget where stuff goes?
Well,
why would you put an eye out?
You're going to break a hip. There's going to be an accident. I mean,
something.
Yeah. I think it's just for their safety he's writing this letter. So what do you say? Just move out?
I think it's time to make other living arrangements.
Yeah. Gotcha.